to be a wonderful speaker. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. This is episode number 137, and today we're going to talk about how to be a wonderful speaker. Now, first of all, some explanation of my circumstances, especially for those of you watching the video. You'll notice I'm not in my usual spot. I'm out and about again. I'm visiting my poor wife, who's in hospital today. She'll be okay, but that's where I am. And since I can't get in to see her right now, I'm outside of normal visiting hours. I've popped into the chapel, which is a nice quiet spot to do this recording. There's no one else in here at the moment, and it seems an appropriate place to come and record something about preaching God's word effectively. So today we're talking about how to be a wonderful speaker. Now, this idea came to me reading an article by Brian Morricone, if that's the right way to say his name. And let me read this quote from this interesting article about worship and about our connection with God. He says this: "Our job as mothers and fathers, artists and writers, pastors and teachers, and worship leaders is to help others see reality, to behold the beauty of God. We're tour guides. We drive people out to the Grand Canyon of God and stare breathless over the abyss and say, 'Will you look at that?' And our wonder inspires their wonder." I like what is written there. See, sometimes we contemplate as speakers, as preachers of God's word, how can I have an impact? How can I really be effective? And it's good to ask that question. But it starts not so much with what we're saying as what we're seeing. Let's have a look here in Psalm 119, verse 18. "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." That I may see wonderful things in your law. It's already there. Are we seeing it? If we see wonderful things in God's law, then we will bring that wonder to others, and they will wonder at it themselves. Wonder inspires wonder. If we start by being wondered people, then we can lead others to that place of wonder. Now, I'm recording this towards the end of 2018. I'm thinking about my preaching and speaking ambitions and hopes and dreams for 2019. And one of the things that occurs to me is that I need to be somebody who's in touch with the wonder of God's law so that I can bring that wonder to others. What about you? What are your key things for next year? Perhaps this is one of them. Would you like to be a wonderful speaker? I expect you would, and I expect your listeners would like that too. But it's not about being entertaining as such or particularly skilled or smooth. It's about being in touch with the wonder of God, seeing it, and bringing those sights to the people to whom you are privileged to speak. Well, let me know what you think about what it is that helps you to be in touch with the wonder of God and then bring that to other people. I'd love to know what you think about this. How does this work for you? Please leave a comment anywhere you see or hear this recording. Pass the link on to anybody who might benefit. Leave a review. If you're watching the YouTube channel, then hit the like button, ding the bell, subscribe if you haven't already done so, and thank you if you already have. If you're listening to the podcast, do leave us a review in iTunes or from wherever you get your recordings. That will really help us. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.